Welcome to Wise Women, a program to inspire and inform, featuring women from all walks of life who've found a way to create their vision in the world. I'm Lisa Dial. Today, I have Susie Berman with me. Ms. Berman is President and Creative Director of D Media Graphic Design, a firm that provides creative solutions for marketing, from graphic design and printing to web design and promotional products. Having actively served in leadership positions for several women's organizations, she currently lends her combination of experience and creativity to serve on boards for Jewish Family Service and the National Association for Women Business Owners. Ms. Berman has received many awards in recognition of her graphic design talent, one given by the Texas Teachers Association for design of Teacher Times, a magazine for classroom teachers. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Lisa. It's great to be here today.
You have done a lot of impressive work. Is there a project that you're most proud of?
I really love corporate identity work, which is logo, branding, corporate identity guidelines, and it's all about a visual identity. You know, you and I are both members of NABO DFW, mm-hmm. National yes. Association of Women Business Owners. So
an easy
example to show of that kind of corporate identity work is the work I've done for NABO, which is at nabotx.org.
I understand, too, that you come by your artistic talent naturally.
Well, I grew up in a household, an artist household. My mother is an artist. I've been doing art since I can remember. My sister is an artist. She's a fine artist, actually, living in Phoenix, Arizona area. And I wanted to be a fine artist. My sister's younger than me. I'm the older one. So I had to pave the way. So I kind of compromised and majored in communications, advertising, which is related to what I do. It's a combination of mixing art with business. And I have been told by my clients that the great aspect or what I offer to them is great design, but also I do it from a business perspective. I think about the business, their goals, the objectives. I listen to the client's needs. I don't just produce something that's pretty just because. It has a reason. It has a goal. It has a purpose. It's all about marketing communications and what your goal is with that piece.
And you're very good at what you do.
I thank you.
For other kids and young people, women, young women listening, how does someone go about getting really valid commercial experience?
You know, you're only going to get so much from what you learn in school. I mean, that's very important, of course, to get your schooling and your education. What I did is I did internships. And I talked with others in the profession. I really took an active role of educating myself, not just relying on what was taught in school, but going out and educating myself on the job training. That will be helpful.
I can always tell them to call you.
Yes, I do get some calls, actually, of advice and friends. And I've had interns myself, and I've enjoyed mentoring them. I think that's a great option.
Oh, I like the word mentoring. Okay, so we're going to be down to our final thought. Okay. What advice would you give other people out there pursuing their dreams, and primarily, I guess, young women?
I'm so glad you asked me that question, Lisa, because I grew up in a girls' environment, me and my sister, and when I got married and had children, I always thought I'd have girls, but instead I was blessed with two wonderful boys, which I'm glad about. So instead what I do is I work with women's organizations like NABO and AWC, which is Association for Women in Communications. And what I do and what I like to tell people when I'm involved in those organizations, the message to other women out there is to believe in yourself and your abilities and surround yourself with healthy, supportive people and listen to your heart.
Good advice.
Don't give up. Listen to your heart.
You also said something else interesting, too. You said that you hired people who needed you as much as you needed them. I think that's probably important.
Yes.
We're going to have to go wrap up here. So I wanted to let people know how to contact you. And your website is dmedia-inc.com.
That's correct.
And again, my guest today is Susie Berman. Thank you for listening to Wise Women Radio, where we plant the seeds for the fulfillment of your vision. All things in good time. Have a good day.